It's going to be exciting. Here we go, WXC Speedway. We're in the gun for half a ton. The world 50 lapper is about to explode. Abreu and Pickett, we're away. Here we go. Fast and furious down to the first corner. They all fly. Bell goes low side. Pickett, your race leader. Abreu underneath Pickett. And got the lead. Rico Abreu. Now your race leader. Pickett's in second. Then we go back to the 71 of Bell. 39 of Clawson. That's the top four at the moment as they check out of this one. America, New Zealand, America, 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 America. Then Australia. No Kiwi in the top 10. Can you
believe
it? Apart
from Pickett's.
Abreu, your race leader. 48 laps to go. It's Rico Abreu from Michael. Oh, Bell with a massive wheel stand. Fast and furious here at WXC Speedway. Rico Abreu, Michael Pickett. Then we go back to Christopher Bell. 39 is Clawson. She's fast, she's furious here tonight. Pit lane stations further back. Coon's going to work on Hagen. But at the moment, 14.479 quick time by the American of Abreu.
He's really got that low line sorted out, but he's got to be very careful coming off turn four. He doesn't hop that cushion.
Graham Standring, what's the track doing?
The track's actually going black down on the pole line here in three and four. So that'll play a part on tyres, especially if they've opted for the soft compound ones.
This is the world 50 lap of $46,000 in prize money, the most money Australasia has to offer for an event like this, and it's Abreu. It's the Dalton's car. He's driving Aaron Dreamer's car. Little rocket pocket, the rocket pocket of Rico Abreu. We've got Pickett second. Christopher Bell, remember he was hospitalised. He's back for third. Can he win another feature? The last New Zealander to do this was 2 years ago, almost to the day.
Michael Pickett is doing all he can. Abreu approaching lap traffic. That's going to spice things up here. America, New Zealand, America. They Abreu to now go to the top shelf as they all start to file around the outside. We've got a one-car gap between himself and the next lot of stragglers coming through.
Pickett and Bell.
We're going at it. Fast and furious here at WXC Speedway.
Abreu underneath, so he's got past Warboys.
Warboys is no mean feat, Graham Standring. Pickett now coming through very heavy lap traffic.
Abreu underneath the 41 car, Ricky McGough. Well, McGough's gone to the high line, but Abreu's got the fastest line there.
Okay, your top three, the one USA of Rico, the one NZ of Michael Pickens, and
Abreu
the 71 of USA, Christopher Bell.
No risk.
Cossie, the next one that he's going to come under. He just checks up in front of him. America, Rico Abreu out in front. In second place, it's the two, it's the one NZ of Michael Pickens. Then we go back to 39, Brian Clawson in third. The bullet, Brian Clawson, 39 laps to go.
Some of these guys are just bouncing on the cushion as they look to go higher through turns three
Pickett's
and four.
To the high groove. Pickett's to the high groove at one and two. Around the outside of lap cars. Luckily.
Yeah, he's about to lap the two NZ of Scotty Buckley.
He does so as the number
Cossie's gone in field.
Cossie's gone in field. Ian Dermott, what's the atmosphere like in the box?
Watching young Rico go through the... feel like a knife through butter, and he's got that, as Graham said, he got that high, that pole line really well sorted.
36 laps to go!
Rico Abreu to the high line through one and two, right round the outside of the 36 car of Ben Grumman.
Abreu, your race leader, and the world 50 lap classic of the Daltons, one USA machine. Big wheels.
So Michael Pickett's in second, but he's got two lap cars to get through.
Jerry Coons has gone just past Darren Hagen, so Coons is on the move in the Wendy's car.
35 laps to go! 15 laps on the green thus far!
How much for the winner, Aaron?
$10,000 on the line!
Out of a prize pool of $46,000. This is the big one.
Pickett's out. What's he doing?
Here comes the move right through underneath the Taylor car.
Abreu, your race leader, in second place it is Michael Pickett. In third place it is Christopher Bell. Then we go back to Brett Brown. Right, what's happened to Clawson?
Clawson's dropped to fifth. Jerry Coons Jr.
Coons
is round the outside of Warboys. Coons is on the move.
So it's one USA that leads it from one NZ, Michael Pickett, 71 USA, Christopher Bell, 3 USA, Jerry Coons Jr. Making up the top five is the 39 USA of Brian Clauser.
Christopher Bell just made a mistake when he recovered, didn't lose the spot.
Avery round two cars in one fell swoop, Graham Steedring.
Yeah, he's on the charge.
31 laps to go! 31 laps to go!
31 to go, he's just about to round up right around the outside at one and two.
Chick gets a bit spoolie in front of Avery.
So it's one USA, then you've got to go back 2.5 seconds to one NZ. And Pickett's has been caught in slow traffic.
Pickett's is that Mullins and Pickett's hit? Here. He's gone to the top though, to sweep around the outside of Inslee.
Avery around the outside over.
Here comes Avery.
Call him. And Dave Chick. Avery sweeps past Chick.
Oh, he's going to go to the top.
The slap traffic's making it hard for Avery.
He's on the infield. It should be okay. They'll stay green, I would presume.
Inslee's on the infield. They stay green.
Now Avery goes round 12.
28 laps to go. 27.
Somebody's car's dropped a cylinder and that leads
the one Australia. Back wheel's down. He was going to crash. How we got out of jail. Then Nathan Speed just pulled up a miracle.
I'm just listening for that car.
Don't tell me it's mine, Graham.
It's your car, Aaron. It's dropped the cylinder.
That's it.
Down to three
Jerry
cylinders. Turn the yellows on.
Jerry Coons has stopped.
JC.
Has Abreu's dropped the cylinder?
Abreu is in trouble. Rico Abreu's car has dropped the cylinder by the sound of it.
And we've got Jerry Coons in the wall on turn two, right in front of Legends Lounge Derbs.
27 laps to go.
Yeah, this is going to be really awkward for Rico. He's not going to be able to accelerate off the green. I'm just going to go out by the side of the track and see if I can pick up that exhaust note. But I think that Rico is in trouble.
Jerry Coons still hasn't got out of his car, so that we've got the support staff now going to Jerry trying to push him off the
Rico
off the
is
fence.
In trouble, I'm afraid. A real tragedy for Rico if he can't take the green. So this car's just down to three cylinders by the sound of it. Might be something as simple as a plug lead being bounced off or something like that.
So this is big news for Michael Pickens, who stands to benefit from this if Rico can't fire on all cylinders.
Big news for my wallet too, if it means that too, because I've got him in the little betting form. But it is a great shame. About two laps ago, the engine went a bit sour, so it's a great shame for the Dalton's team.
27 laps to go. Abreu, Pickens, Bell, Clauson, Hagen, Clark, Smee, Maskevich, Mosen, Gwillim, your top 10.
On the infield, Shane Alec thinks it's broken a fuel pump cable, which means that the fuel pump's not working, no fuel, and the car's
not. So Alec was sitting in the top 10, fuel pump.
Brad Mosen's the guy that's been on the move from 22nd to 9th. So
we're going to go this time round.
Okay, lights are out.
Lights are out, but dramas for the one USA car.
Mine's off.
Yeah, dramas, we're away, here we go. So,
here comes Pickens!
Pickens to the outside, so...
Yeah, unfortunately, Rico's at the... he's challenging back.
So, he's going to detonate the thing. So, Pickens, Abreu, let me go back to the 71 of Bell. 91 is Hagen. We've got 25 laps to go.
Halfway
home.
I don't know that the Abreu car will be able to hang on.
No, he's stopping.
No, he's rolling to the outside
he's
of the
gone.
Track.
He's gone. Abreu is gone!
What a shame, what a crying shame. Lost a cylinder, it's like losing a lung. So it's Pickens' race to win now, the first Kiwi since 2012 to win an international feature at the Springs. Michael Pickens, four-time 50-lap winner.
Can he make it five tonight? Michael Pickens, Darren Hagen, Christopher Bell.
Pickens!
Pickens back in the front!
Oh,
unbelievable!
From the grass, he holds on the top spot! That's outrageous!
This is amazing! This is amazing! Oh, he's got a problem! He's losing anything! What was he doing? Unbelievable! Darren Hagen in second! And third is Bell! Pickens! America, 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 Australia!
Christopher Bell's pioneering the high line. That'll come and play dividends later on if he can smooth it off.
Brad Mosen's moved up to 6. He was 22nd on the grid.
He just took a big moment then, but he saved it.
22 laps to go. The one NZ of Pickens. The 91 of O'Connor. The 71 of Bell. The 39 of Clauser. The one new Australian of Smee. The 7 of Mosen. 20 laps to go this time round.
last for a little bit longer. Adam Clark just comes together on the straight with someone or something. I'm just going to see if I can keep an eye on the thick of his tyres. I think they'll be okay.
Baskovic, the next mover through. He's to the other.
Quillen, Taylor and Mosen all spent time on the infield. Three cars still going on the infield.
We've lost Australia's number one, Nathan Smee. He was sitting, believe it or not, he was actually sitting in about eighth position.
So, as it all calms down, we've got Pickens, your leader. 91 USA, Darren Hagan sits second. 71 USA, Christopher Bell sits third. 39 USA, Brian Clawson sits fourth. Brock the Rock Maskovich is the best, second best of the Kiwis, he's fifth. Brad Mosen's third best of the Kiwis, he's sixth. So New Zealand, 1, 5 and 6. USA, 2, 3 and 4. And as Aaron said, the best of the Aussies now, Adam Clark, who sits seventh.
Who qualified second fastest?
Yeah, I'm surprised Michael Pickens has decided to run to the outside of the track. So he's chosen the outside group. The fastest guys have been off the bottom of the track, coming off turn four here, so it'll be interesting to see the start.
Darren Hagan, the Hawk, sits in second position.
The danger man, the real danger man, is the 39 car of Brian Clawson.
I agree.
Remember, under the radar, not one of the in the shining light so far. Won last weekend, won the 40 lap driving away. Knows how to conserve time, knows how to conserve his car, and knows when to make it fast, and that's usually right at the end of the race.
And of course, Clawson didn't make the US test team, so the Americans didn't rate him in the top three.
No, that was a real surprise too, to be honest.
Christopher Bell runs in third. So, the baby-faced assassin sits in third.
If you get a shot down here in front of us, Aaron, get a shot down here of Rico just lying across the bonnet. The cameras might pick him up just down here in front of us, absolutely casually having a little siesta watching the rest of the race down here.
Hey, Bruce, lying on the bonnet. Unbelievable.
Your bonnet too. Listen, we saw him with a restart pickup. Michael, I think, might have a similar one too, because he's not picking up the corner down here coming out of turn number two. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Why he's gone to the high side, I'm not sure. Graham, do you know?
No, that was my question, why he went to the top when he'd been running the bottom all the time, and the bottom seemed quicker. We're going to get an answer as soon as the lights go up, if he can hang on to the lead from there. I guess if they're running side by side down the chute, the top end into turn one, the outside line seems to be better. So whether that's his thing and not concerned about being able to beat them off the line.
We started with 24, we've got 14 left.
Three Kiwis in the top six.
Here we go.
20 laps to go. Darren Hagan, Pickens, we're away. Let's see how it all unfolds this time round. Clawson round the outside. No, yes, no, pulls back, surely bounce back to fourth. New Zealand, America. Unbelievable scenes here. Hagan.
Here comes Mosen.
Mosen down to the top shelf.
Mosen and Maskovich, the first two of the Kiwis.
Bell gets loose, Clawson gets all out of shape in front of him. Pickens though, hugging the pole line. Hagan's gonna try and throw everything at him with 18 laps to go. Pickens, Hagan, Clawson, Bell, Maskovich, the 7 of Mosen. Then we come into Adam Clark from Australia. Unbelievable, here we go.
Here comes
here
Clawson.
Go. Clawson got the outside, the bullet moves into second place. So it's Michael Pickett resumes pedal stage for Brian Clawson. Ah, wheels down from Pickett. Clawson's got this one, I think. He's going to reel it in.
Pioneering the high line.
Oh, no, makes a mistake.
Makes a mistake and Hagan
making it. Unbelievable.
So it's New Zealand 1, USA 2, USA 3, USA 4. Brad Mose are the best of the Kiwis. He's fifth. Chasing
he's on
his
the
captain.
Charge too. He's come through here.
We've got 15 laps to go. Oh, Clawson.
Mosen
now into fourth. Unbelievable.
trouble. His tyres are starting to show the excessive wear.
12 laps to go. 12 to go. Pickett just checks up. Oh, Pickett checks up in front of Bell. There's a dramatic scene. Moser with a mass wheel stand.
Comes.
Christopher Bell spun, and he took out two of his American buddies and Brad Moser.
Unbelievable, Steve. Outstanding. Outstanding racing. But can you believe it? With 12 laps to go, Bell got loose as anything.
And he's fine, Christopher. He's second. It's Hagen.
Here's the replay on the big screen.
Yeah.
He came in too hot. Here he goes.
It's a little bit sideways.
Hagen had nowhere to go.
Interesting to see who's the prime cause here.
Well, it has to be Bell. Took out Hagen.
Has to be Bell.
There's Clawson and Hagen coming together. Well, they can only blame their American buddy for that one, and Mosen got a piece of it at the end.
Who's the prime cause? Oh, we're looking next door, and we're getting... No, look out. Here's another replay from the other side. Well, he was up there.
Bell, he just spun out.
Well, he spun. Hagen had nowhere to go, really.
Is that a racing incident, or do you blame Bell for that?
Well, I tell you what, big call coming up here from the officials. Huge call. $46,000 worth of prize money, 12 laps to go. Another replay coming up in real time. So let's have a look at this. Adam Clark resumes battle stations. Here's the real-time replay. Oh, yeah, no change. Well, I wouldn't want to call it.
Well, maybe that's just what they call a racing incident.
Mosen is out.
Oh, what a
crying Mosen is out. Hagen is out.
Well, they ran into 71. He didn't run into them.
Exactly.
71's been sent to the rear of the field.
Oh,
Christopher Bell.
Christopher Bell's been sent to the back.
Oh, that's that's not the right call.
He's not going to go.
How can he go to the... They hit him.
71 to the rear of the field. He is absolutely... He's going off. So, he's not going. 71 Bell to the rear of the field.
Western Spring, should he go to the back of the field? No.
Well,
there you go.
He's not moving.
Tim Clark
moving.
Is filthy down here. So, his driver has been told to go to the back of the field. That is what we're hearing. No, Clark's telling him to go to the front.
Oh, that's all right. 20 minutes past 10. Come on.
23, yeah, well, that's true. 12 laps to go.
I know that probably time curfew.
We've only got 8.5 minutes left before it's up as 10.
Clawson.
Laps to go. Here we go.
Clawson on the front. Pickett's
on
the outside.
Adam Clark, the 21 car from Australia.
Oh, we're away. Pop the smoke from Pickett. Let him loose, boys. We're away and racing on the 50. What's Bell going to do? Can he come from the clouds? Oh, Pickett. Clawson, Maskevich.
Maskevich now to the top three. Rock the Rock. Second on New Year's Day now, the top three for the World 50 lapper.
Here comes Clark. Dave Chicken there as well. Here comes more boys. More boys from the outside.
New Zealand first and third. The Americans are second and fifth. Australia are fourth.
10 laps to go.
Brian Clawson's trying absolutely everything. He's what he's doing. He's running the high line down here in 3 and 4. Trying to smooth it off. He gets close enough to pick it.
Pickett has gone pole line for so long, saving his tyres.
Unbelievable.
Clawson Clark and to go. Clark and Maskevich touch for third and fourth.
Fourth to go. Four to go. Yes. I think Pickens has got this one.
Four to go.
It's Pickens' race to lose. It's Pickens' race to lose. His tyre's smoking, Graham. Big puff of smoke up the door with three to go. Michael Pickens.
Lawson is ringing the neck of that car and he's closing the gap. He's right on Pickens again.
Here we go. Michael Pickens. Will he win the 50? He's hugging the ball line. Two
Lawson's
to go.
On the move.
Clawson with two to go. Brian Clawson. He needs to make the pass. Unbelievable save. Pickens makes a mistake. Here goes Pickens. Clawson now.
He's white just blocking his race line.
White flag is going to count this time round.
White flag this time.
And this is going to be an unbelievable finish.
Green Steve finish for this one with a 50. Clawson to the top shell. Here he goes. And now.
Oh, he's going to go on the inside.
Enough this time.
Yeah, seems like we always come up a little bit short. Michael did a fantastic job. I'm sure the crowd was happy to see that one, but we're running our butts off. This United Truck Parts King chassis powered by Esslinger was phenomenal, I think.
Pickens, we
had a shot at him, but good job to them, guys.
Here he is, folks. He's coming on the cage. He threw the wheel out of the donuts. When he gets out, we want the stadium to erupt. The winner of the World 50 Lap Classic. Who's it going to be?
Well,
he's
Michael
trying to get
Pickens.
Out of the cage.
Can he get out? This is the fifth time Michael's won it.
He's up. He's up. He's getting out. Make some noise, WXC Speedway. The World 50 Lap Champion, Michael Pickens. And he did donuts with no steering wheel.
Michael Pickens, you are the World 50 Lap Champion again.
That's awesome, man. I've got to thank so many people for making this deal happen. Obviously, the guys have put together a wicked car for me to run, and it makes my job so much easier. Kevin Payne, the crew chief, Jason and Flick, Colin Bell for lending us a Toyota motor. It's brand new out of the box, and Adam Mr. Beat. So all our sponsors, Brett Morris from C-Money Enterprises, NZ, Century Uasa Batteries, TheEngineHeater.com for Gola, Point-to-point electrical, Mitasone Hunger. Man, it's just such a relief to give these guys what they deserve, and that's a race win.
The crowd are literally giving you a standing ovation.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, there's this only place in the world like it, and I really mean that. It's the only place that you can come with. There's over 10, 15,000 people, and they're all cheering, you know, it's up on their feet. I mean, it's people probably don't realize how wicked this place is, but it truly is magic.
You had some great battles there, Brian Clawson, Rico Abreu. Talk us through that race.
Yeah, those guys, you know, they showed their nose a few times and, you know, went on that second lane up high on the restarts and got a good drive. And, you know, those guys are the best in the world, so it's pretty cool to beat them.
Apparently you're the best in the world now.
Yes, yeah, it's really neat. I've got to thank everyone that's been involved. I really appreciate it.
And back to the sprint car now?
Yeah, we're off to Cromwell next weekend for the New Zealand sprint car title. So we'll have a shot at that. I've been out of it now for a few weeks, so we should be fine. Just need more seat time, but we're really looking forward to it.
Congratulations. Michael Pickens, everyone.
Fantastic.